We are joined right now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, who is definitely not just running into the studio right even as we speak. How are you?
I've been here kicked back for
Absolutely, 10 whole hours. She's
I totally didn't just zip through town.
Absolutely not.
Squeal into the parking lot and rush in the door.
Does this explain all of the red on the traffic, the traffic maps in a line from the public library up to the station?
Indeed, no.
Okay,
that
good.
Was not me.
All right, it was totally me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Swell.
So before we start talking books, and Memorial Day is coming up, so we've got that as our topic this week. What's going on at the library? There's a lot.
Stuff and things. Changes and stuff and things. No, so we are making some big changes.
Yes.
Moving a lot of our stacks around, moving 20,000 items, touching every single one of them. We had a little bit of a glitch. We thought that things were going to be moving really in earnest yesterday. Mm-hmm. And some things are moving, but it's really going to start happening next week due to some unforeseen circumstances.
Are we just meant to speculate on what the unforeseen circumstances were?
Yes.
Someone
was
like...
Gives me that mysterious air.
I imagine all of the librarians around the stacks, like they were going to start moving, and then it's like you're packing up boxes of things that you haven't looked at in forever if you're moving from like one house to the other.
And we were just paralyzed because we were reading them?
Because you were reading them,
right.
Yeah. Like,
oh
my God, I haven't seen this before. Oh, look, I haven't read this yet. Oh, I did read this, but it's just as new to me the second time
around. That's right up there with the perception that all librarians do is sit around and drink tea and read books at work.
That is absolutely true.
That is so not true, Aaron. No, so there was the unforeseen circumstances is we have this cool piece of equipment that... What are you drinking? A beer? Are you drinking a beer?
They gave me a sample at from Seal String like 30 minutes ago. It's this tiny little thing.
He's sauced. I'm just saying. You're not here. You can't see it. Okay. So anyway,
I wouldn't have even picked up the cup if he hadn't mentioned the tea. But then I was like, oh, that's right. I have like 2 drinks left.
So the cool piece of equipment that is going to... help us execute this move by moving stacks with the books on them was not functional. So we're getting a new piece of equipment. It's cool. It's fine. It's all going to happen. And I want everyone to trust me. Just take this leap with me.
Yes.
It's going to take us a couple weeks and things are going to be crazy and messy. In the end, it's going to be so much better.
As is usually the case when things get moved around.
Yes.
Like it always gets worse before it gets better,
yes,
but then it gets
thank
better.
You.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
So there you have it.
All right.
So that's
awesome.
What's going on. Oh, the other thing that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, if Daniel, our fabulous marketing dude, that's actually his title.
Yeah.
Is listening.
Fabulous marketing dude, the FMD.
Daniel, I grabbed the only summer schedule off your desk,
what?
And I'm sorry.
He is frantically looking around.
He's like where's my proof?
All of the moving of books that you have done, he has just like dumped all of those books off the shelves in this frantic library-wide search.
For the only summer schedule in existence.
Yes, but it's right here. We got the summer reading challenge coming up.
Yeah. Oh, the challenge. There was a press release that went out today.
I was checking my email.
Yes. There you go. We are reimagining our summer reading program.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is called the Summer Challenge. And the tagline is read more, do more, learn more. So we've expanded it a bit to say, yes, reading is still super important.
You've also expanded it from the press release because it just said read more, do more on the press release. There was no learn more at all.
It did. So. Did you read? Were you drinking when you read the press release?
I was drinking coffee. I've got this Panera cup sitting here.
Well, it should have said read more, do more, learn more.
Yes.
And we still have summer reading, and that is the heart of the program, and that's still super important. And you've got this look right now. There are going to be hijinks and mischief, but you've got this look about you.
I'm hosting the morning news all week long, so like I'm now beyond halfway through the week, and this is like I don't even care anymore.
Right. Okay. So reading is still important,
mm-hmm.
and we are challenging everyone in the community to read at least 20 hours. So do that. But there's also a Do More challenge. And the idea is that people learn in many, many ways. And one of the ways they learn all over this great town is by going and doing and seeing and engaging with things.
I really like this. So it's like a summer learning challenge.
Yes,
more than
it's a summer learning challenge. So on the flip side of the reading log, you can have the Do More challenge. And we have these categories like science, arts, outside. And you can either take some of the ideas that we have or come up with your own. But you challenge yourself to go out and do 10 things that somehow keep your brain engaged. And then there's a separate prize drawing and all of that for that.
Okay.
So it's going to be super fun.
Are there suggestions or criteria for what the 10 things are?
We have offered some things, and then people can make up their own. So we're hoping that people will share their ideas and say, oh, I did the science slot by going to the Moorhead or this and that. So it's
but there's
be
like
super
categories.
Fun.
So science and arts.
There's
and,
categories.
All right,
cool. And you can do 10 in 1 or 1 in 10 or 2 in 4 and 4 in 8 and things like that. And it's going to be great. And then we have, as we always do, our amazing summer programs, including the summer kickoff party,
cool.
which is June. That's right. Yeah. I don't know what that sound was.
That was
fireworks?
Lightning.
Lightning.
Yeah. It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain.
No.
That was just exciting lightning.
The best year was, I think it was the first year. This will be the third year we've done it. And like 1,500 people
Well, the best year
come.
Was the first year because we were there live and you and I had that great conversation
and
that led us to
started.
Say, hey, we should do this
Aww.
More often.
Aww. We're like having a moment.
Memories.
Aww. So that year, we were so worried about it raining.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
It was
right.
the first
yeah.
year that we did this crazy thing.
It was like chance of rain all week long, and then
yes.
it ended up being beautiful.
And it was
yeah.
so hot. And yep. then literally the staff, everybody had left. We were putting the last fold-up table on the truck.
Yep.
And the skies opened up.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's like perfect.
It was amazing.
Right?
But
yeah.
it's not going to rain.
Absolutely.
This year,
not.
We've got lots of overflow parking and a shuttle. There's all kinds of cool things, but that's Friday, June 10th from 2 till 6. All of this information will be going out to the public this week. Mm-hmm. And the program actually starts June 10th at the kickoff.
And it runs until August
15th.
15th. That's right.
15th.
Yep.
And there's even more stuff and more programs and performances all summer long. It's going to be a great summer.
And 20 hours is definitely doable. Like, sit down and read for an hour a day, and by the end of June, you're done.
In 20 days,
in
you're
20
done.
In 20 days, yep.
Or you could read for, it's like 15, 20 minutes a day, five
perfect.
Or 6 days a week, and by the end of the summer, you've done it.
I love it. Well, let's give people some books to read over the summer.
Because summer starts.
Because
like
summer
this
starts
weekend.
This weekend. It's Memorial Day.
I don't
yeah.
know if it actually, it doesn't actually
no, it doesn't
start
actually
till later.
Start,
but
yeah.
the summer season starts.
The beginning
this
of
weekend.
The seasons is always so weird, isn't
I
it?
Know.
Because I always think of the summer as beginning, like maybe not necessarily Memorial Day, like that's the unofficial start, but I always think of June 1st as the start of summer. But no, it's not until June 21st. And I always
June
think of
21st, that's
the
right.
The 1st of December as being the first
and
day
it's not
of, no, it's not
of
until
winter.
Like late December is when winter begins. It's weird.
You can start wearing white shoes this weekend
yes.
and wear them until Labor Day. That's
good.
How you know it's summer. You'll see lots of people.
I don't have any white shoes.
I don't
Is that
either.
A problem?
Yeah. I don't see them much.
I don't, yeah. I feel like if anyone walking around in white shoes should be in the process of doing a tap dance and singing Puttin' on the Ritz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you
Unless,
do that?
No. I can sing Puttin' on the Ritz.
But you don't have the white shoes.
Or the tap dancing ability.
Okay.
I guess you can wear white sneakers. Does that? You can wear white sneakers all
it's
year
like
long,
dress
like
shoes.
Fancy dress shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Patent leather, white patent leather shoes
okay.
are appropriate starting this weekend.
Memorial Day.
Yes.
All right. Sounds
okay.
Good. So Memorial Day is our topic, and of course, it being Memorial Day, all of our book suggestions are going to be fashion related.
Yes.
No.
No. Mine
no.
are definitely not.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay,
so,
you go first this
Okay,
this
I'll go first. Okay, so Memorial Day, we're talking about remembering the sacrifice of our troops in battle. So I want to begin with a book that I read, and I think I've recommended this at least once before because I read it fairly recently, but this is one of the great stories about a heroic sacrifice of someone during World War II who actually survived and lived to tell the tale. This is Louis Zamperini and his story, which is told in Unbroken by Laura Hillenbrand, which just became a movie. Angelina Jolie directed it. I haven't seen the movie, but the book is excellent.
The book is so good.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And, like, it's one thing after another. It's not just the fact that he survives being, like, his plane crash lands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and he's drifting out in the middle of the ocean with nothing around and no actual hope of being rescued, but he survives that. He gets picked up. He gets picked up by Japanese soldiers, so he winds up in this horrible prisoner of war camp. He survives that. And it's just one thing after another, but it's this great tale of sacrifice and heroism and survival during wartime, and it's absolutely worth reading.
It is. It's fabulous. Mm. It's interesting. I think I read this when the movie came out. They talked about how, I think in the movie, and I read the book when it first came out, but his life went on to be very compelling even after that story ended.
Because he went through depression for a few years after he got out of war, because obviously you go through that. But I think he became a born-again Christian, and I think it was Billy Graham who...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's interesting. I can't recall if the book talks about that much, but in the movie, I think they kind of stopped at the end of the war story.
At the end of the
and
war.
He's had a, he, you know, yeah. went on to have this
It's kind of an epilogue
life.
In the book. Like, the entire book, the vast majority of it is that story, but then the last chapter is the aftermath. Where
and I've been listening to you, but looking at my phone, because I was trying to remember, there was another book that came out around the same time or a little bit after that was also about a pilot who was shot down and was abandoned on an island, and I cannot remember the name of it, and it was equally as good.
Okay.
So that's why I was not making eye contact.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Unbroken is an excellent book.
Okay, now you.
Okay. So I was thinking about Memorial Day, and I couldn't remember how it got started. I was like, was it after World War I? Was it after World War II? Like, when did the occasion begin?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't. Do you know?
I do now because I used my magical librarian skills, and I looked it up earlier today. So its origins are with Decoration Day, which came about after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So Decoration Day started after the Civil War to remember the Civil War soldiers that served and died, and then it morphed over the years into Memorial Day. So I was thinking about books about the Civil War.
Okay.
And I wanted to recommend, I don't know if I've recommended this before. Hang on, I got to pull it up to make sure. I always get the title or the author's first name wrong because he also had a son. I'm going to recommend The Killer Angels by Michael Shara.
Okay.
His son, Jeff Shara, also wrote. But The Killer Angels is one of, if you look at list about the best novels about the Civil War, this is always at the top. Have you read it?
I have not.
It's so good. It's the basis for the movie Gettysburg, I believe.
Okay.
But it is set... in 4 days at Gettysburg at the battle, and it's a pretty lengthy book, but it's based on characters. So you get Sherman and Longstreet and Lee and all of those. It really focuses on like 6 or 8 generals, and it tells the story of those 4 days.
Interesting.
From both sides, from both North and South, from their perspectives, and a lot of it, you know, as a reader, you know some of the things that happen, but you hear it told really just richly and compellingly from these voices.
Is it meant to be nonfiction, or is it sort of fictionalization?
It's okay. Historical fiction.
Yep.
It won, when it came out in the 70s, it won all of the prizes for the genre, but it's very well researched. And the first time that I ever read it, I listened to it as an audiobook, and the audiobook version is fantastic because it's one of those, it's not a different voices, but there's a dramatic tone to each voice as chapter to chapter goes from Longstreet to Lee or whomever. And it's a very, very good book. So whether as an audiobook or as a book, as I like to call them, a book, I would highly recommend The Killer Angels.
All right. So my next recommendation, I'm gonna sandwich, I've got 3 recommendations. I've got 2 that deal with the sacrifice of soldiers in war. I've got 1 that I'm going to sandwich in the middle, which is sort of inspired by one of my favorite events of the year locally. And this is the most Carrboro thing in the world. But every year, Carrboro does a Memorial Day commemoration to remember the victims of war, as opposed to the sacrifice of the soldiers. And sort of with that in mind, I was thinking about, okay, what's a book that talks about the experience of the victims of warfare? And I didn't have to think very long because one of my favorite novels of all time is about not just the sacrifice of troops in wartime, but also focusing and really not allowing you to take your attention off of the fact that there are also innocent victims of war as well who are caught in the middle, and it's Catch-22 by Joseph Heller, which is, I talk about Catch-22 and Fun Home as sort of my, juggling the two of them as my two favorite books, and they're impossible to compare with each other, so I can't tell you which one is my favorite, but those two are the two that I would recommend to anyone. Like, before you die, you have to read these two, and with Memorial Day coming up, nothing better than Catch-22.
Awesome.
So, yep.
That's a good book.
That's a good book, and yeah.
Okay.
I remember like reading it. I have distinct memories of like where I was sitting when I was reading the Eternal City chapter at the end. Like, it's that level of just really hit me.
I haven't read it in a gazillion years.
Yeah. I used to read it like every year, and I need to pick it up and read it again. But my problem is it's a 500 pages long or so, and every time I pick it up and start reading it, it's pretty long, yeah. And I mean, it flies by, and the narrative goes back and forth in time, so you don't even notice the time passing, literally. But when I pick it up, like, I can't put it down until it's done. So if I pick it up and just turn it to page 13, basically, yeah. Fun Home is the same way for me, but it's a graphic novel that's about 200 pages long. So you can read that in a sitting. Catch 22, if you pick it up and start reading it, you can't put it down. You're done for the weekend, basically. You finish your summer reading challenge by the time this book is done.
There you go. Log those hours.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So I was also thinking about the soldier's experience in war, which is what Memorial Day is all about. And I was going to recommend a book, but I was like, oh, it's not even published yet. You know, then I can do that thing where, I get all the books before they're published. I couldn't possibly, how cool am I?
Yeah.
No, sorry. So that is one of the major perks of working at a bookstore or a library is you get what are called ARCs, which is advanced review copy.
Okay.
Also known as galleys. Mm-hmm. So publishers send these out to build up buzz and to get reviews. So we get a gazillion of those.
A gazillion galleys?
Yes.
That would be a gazillion galleys.
A gaggle of galleys. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we get a lot of them. And sometimes we just get one, sometimes we get a couple, but sometimes there are books that come out and it's like, I want that one. No, I want that one. And we fight over them.
Mm-hmm.
And as the director, I generally win.
You win? Yeah. Is that
so
true?
I never win.
I didn't think so.
So there were several staff members who were interested in this one. And I just checked. It's coming out in June, so I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Mary Roach, who I've talked about before, one of my favorite authors, she's nonfiction, and she wrote Stiff, The Curious Science of the Dead, where she'll take a topic, death and dying, or she did food one time, and she digs deeply into this very quirky scientific approach to it. So in the one that she did called Stiff, it was all about what happens after we die. So there's a chapter about life at a funeral home. There's one about where she goes to and she shadows a coroner. And it's really great writing and it's really interesting. It's like pop science stuff. Her next book, which is highly anticipated, and she always has one-word titles, is Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War.
Ooh.
It's coming out in June. Okay. Our hold list is going to be big, but we'll buy lots of copies of it.
All right.
I just started reading it, and it is really, really good. She goes through all of the sort of science aspects of warfare. So whether it's like the MREs that soldiers eat or all of the current research about what uniforms they wear and, you know, things like when the camouflage changed one year and it was a total disaster, all of that stuff. And she's fabulous. And her next book is all about the experience of soldiers at war.
All right.
It's called Grunt.
I will look forward to that one. That's coming out next month, right?
Next month.
All right. Sounds good. I've got one more to recommend. And this is a great book with a little bit of a local tie. This is A Piece of My Heart by Keith Walker, which I think I've recommended before. I think every time we do Memorial Day, I have to recommend this book because this is a book that was published in the 80s, I believe, or possibly the 70s, I think 80s. But it's about the experience of Vietnam War nurses, women who served as nurses in Vietnam and their experience, which is in many ways just as traumatic and just as affecting. And this was a huge, huge achievement when it came out because even now, most VA services and veteran service focus on the men who served because there aren't as many female veterans. And certainly the nurses sort of get the short end of the stick, but this was really the first time that there was a book that focused on the experience of nurses and female veterans and the work that they did and what they went through and the issues that they had coming home because they go through all the same things, PTSD and everything. So this is the first book that really came out that focused on their experience and the local tie here. It's an amazing book that's very worth reading. reading. The local time, one of my very best friends here locally, Molly, who used to work for WCHL, her mother was Linda Vandevanter, who was the Vietnam-era nurse who, when she got back and she saw that there were no services for female veterans, like, made it her crusade and her mission and fought Congress and fought the VA to get services for female veterans. And I don't know how many lives she probably saved in the process of doing this, but it was her experience that inspired A Piece of My Heart and also inspired the TV show China Beach.
That's
as
what
well.
I was going to ask. Great. Right.
But absolutely great, great book about some amazing American
heroes.
Reading A Piece of My Heart by Keith Walker. Yep.
Cool.
Very good. And it's an anthology, so 26 different stories.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We talked about our recent trip to D.C., and mm-hmm. when we went to the Vietnam Wall, it was so good. It was so interesting. And there are, I believe, only 5 women on it, and they were all combat nurses.
Nurses, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Amazing stories.
So the last one I've got is, I wanted to mention, so, you know, I started out with the Civil War, and then we just went to Vietnam. I often think of World War II, World War I, with days like this and occasions like this. So I wanted to point out some more modern writing, especially fiction, about more modern warfare. So I want to recommend a book called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Oh, because the movie's just coming out.
The movie's coming out. When the book came out, it received a lot of attention. I think it was up for some awards, might have won some awards. Mm-hmm. It's a really great book. I think that you would like it too, Aaron, because it's a satire.
Okay.
But Billy Lynn is a specialist. He's in Bravo Squad. They're in Iraq. They have a very intense battle, and then they're brought home and they're sent on a victory tour.
Right.
And much of the plot happens when they go to Dallas Cowboy Stadium, and they're going to be
right.
part of the halftime show.
Is that the contrast between the narrative and what actually happened kind of thing?
What do you mean? I'm not sure. What?
Oh, in the book, I mean. Okay, keep going.
Okay, sorry. I was talking and not listening to you. I can't do both
things.
No,
it's fine.
Okay, so anyways.
I was jumping ahead. I'm sorry.
And in the course of their victory tour, Billy and his squadron mates become a little bit more disillusioned about what's going on. And it's a satire. So there's funny stuff to it, but it also really makes you think. There's some really tragic, sad stuff in it.
Awesome.
It's an excellent book. I don't know if I'll see the movie or not, but I recommend folks who like to compare books to movies.
I'm glad you were telling me about this because I didn't know there was a book.
Oh,
actually,
yeah. The book is fabulous. I think you'd really like it.
All right. I will check it out.
There you go.
All right. We've got to let you go, but that is our list of recommendations for Memorial Day. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.